Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Well, Brooke, we've had 3 days to process the news. I've been celebrating. You have been mourning.
Yeah. It's like, now I have to split my holidays. Like, whose house am I going to go to for Christmas? Whose am I going to go to for Thanksgiving? It's all up in the air now for me.
Yeah. So for anyone living under a rock, after 9 months together, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are saying bye-bye to each other. Mm-hmm. I saw it coming since the beginning, not to toot my own horn. But I will say, you know, out of every tragedy, sometimes there's an opportunity. And Brooke, I would imagine if he had Instagram, you would be sliding into Pete's DMs as we speak.
Well, Arisha, you know, I'm not you with Chris Evans. I have way more game, so.
Okay, well, tell that to his assistant who keeps DMing me saying he wants to have a private conversation with me.
Yeah, I will.
Interestingly, Kim and Pete's split overshadowed another huge piece of Kardashian news. And a lot of people are wondering, was the timing deliberate?
Of course it was. This is a Kardashian world and we're all just living in it.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Monday, August 8th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Okay, so who had 9 months on the Kim and Pete pool? That's what I want to know.
Only negative assholes like you.
So after finding love on Saturday Night Live as Jasmine and Aladdin, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have said goodbye to this magic carpet ride.
Wow.
Love it. An insider confirmed the breakup to E! News on Friday, saying that they ended things sometime last week.
Yeah, so the source told E! That Kim and Pete have a lot of love and respect for each other and said they just decided to be friends. And it does seem to have ended amicably. I mean, after a breakup from Kanye, you know.
Yeah, anything's going to be amicable.
Yeah, he could have locked her in a basement. She would have been like, this is so much nicer than what I did with Kanye.
Is it me or does it feel like their relationship really petered out at the end here?
Based on what?
Just like not really seeing them together. I mean, I know we'll get into it, but like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I felt like All right. God, tension is high here at Rich and Daily over this breakup.
Sure is.
But there are apparently several reasons why their relationship is now in Splitsville. And honestly, these are pretty relatable. They have busy schedules. You know, Kim runs multiple businesses. Who doesn't?
Right.
She has to travel a lot for work. Who doesn't wish they could travel for work? Hint, hint, Wondery. And then Pete's also on the move. He's currently filming a movie in Australia. So I guess it was hard for them to keep the spark alive across an ocean, even though rom-coms have me believing otherwise.
I mean, it's hard to tell. We've been lied to for so long by rom-coms.
I know, we really have been.
So a source told Page Six that their age difference was apparently also a major factor in their split. I don't know how much I believe this. Pete's 28, Kim's 41.
I mean, if Dane Cook can make it work, who can't?
Yeah, and she didn't force him into a weird, creepy game night either.
Yeah, exactly.
Organically.
Yeah.
So the insider said that Pete is totally spontaneous and impulsive and wants her to fly to New York or wherever he is on a moment's notice. Again, don't know if I believe this.
I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah. She seems pretty spontaneous also.
That's not Pete energy.
Yeah. I can't see Pete being like, you fly here right now.
I know. A moment's notice is like, I just can't imagine.
It's not like she has a private jet or anything. Jeez.
I know.
But of course, you know, everyone knows Kim has four kids. So if this were true, like, obviously it is not as easy for her to just, you know, strap them into the PJ. A source also told Entertainment Tonight that Kim thinks Pete is so sweet, but she didn't feel ready for something serious with him. And the source also said that she initially thought it would just be like a fun fling, but then it got more serious and they were spending so much time together. And apparently Kim wasn't feeling like she wanted to settle down with him yet.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
It felt pretty serious pretty fast.
Well, yeah. And also, like, freaking Radar Online with their bullshit. Like, they just had a headline today that was like, Pete proposed to Kim, and that
my God
pushed her away. It's like, okay.
Radar will run with anything.
Truly. Like, should we get jobs there? We can just say whatever the hell we want whenever. My God.
Yeah. Inspiring. But I feel like, I think we can all agree this was way more than just a fun fling. Like we said,
yes,
they met last October when Kim was hosting SNL, which was chronicled for the Hulu show The Kardashians.
Yes.
And Pete was at the time part of the cast. And during a sketch where they performed together as Aladdin and Jasmine, they shared what became their first but not last kiss.
Yeah. So Kim apparently said she felt a little zing.
Love zings.
During their stage kiss. But she was also like, well, I don't know if that was real because it's just a stage kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And then not long after SNL, like we said, we saw them doing hand stuff on a roller coaster. And by that, I mean just holding hands.
Oh, so much hand stuff.
They were at Knott's Berry Farm. God, I feel like we talked about Knott's Berry Farm so much in the early days of
their relationship. They were a sponsor at that point. It's like they were getting free advertisement from us.
Truly. And then back in April, they made their red carpet debut at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. As we know, they attended the Met Gala together in Arisha's favorite look of the year.
Okay, let's go down this one.
No, let's not. This can't be a 50-minute episode. But, you know, those are big milestones to be, like, out in public and all of that stuff. And then we do know that Pete is going to be on season two of The Kardashians because we saw him in the trailer when Kim was like, babe, do you want to take a shower real quick?
I hate this club.
And Pete, like, throws his phone and runs off. I loved this moment.
I hate it so much.
It's my favorite moment of all time.
I know. Nothing just screams desperation than this scene to me.
Okay.
Like, we get it. Ha ha, you guys are banging. Cute.
Arisha.
I'm sorry.
You need to thaw that cold, dead heart of yours.
Listen, I'm not here for it. And finally, Kim and Pete heard me loud and clear.
Just for somebody who loves rom-com so much.
This was not a rom-com.
It was, though. It had all the elements. Romance and comedy. They had New York.
Yeah, that's true. And fall.
Yes.
It all started in fall.
Yep.
Now, regarding the breakup, we've heard from everybody except Kim and Pete.
Yeah.
Because that's just how it goes. But the day after their split was announced, Pete was spotted on set in Australia wearing a shirt that said, what? I feel like shit. And of course, Kim's ex, Kanye West, is chiming in because God forbid he doesn't just stay quiet for once.
Yeah, like I was rooting for him.
Were you?
I was, because he's had his mouth shut for so long. I was like, finally.
Okay. Yeah, I honestly kind of forgot he was around.
Yeah, that's how I like to keep it. So obviously, we've talked about this so many times. Kanye's made it very known that he does not approve of this relationship. Mm-hmm. And earlier today, Kanye shared a post to his Instagram of a fake New York Times headline that just read, Skeet Davidson dead at age 28.
Yeah.
We know Skeet is his very, very, very clever nickname for Pete. I'm sorry, but like, you're one of the greatest rappers of all time. I will say that. And Skeet is what you came up with.
Yeah.
So I guess we all have our moments.
What's truly wild to me is I was originally going to say time of death, first week of August for Keat, because I've been watching a lot of Grey's Anatomy.
Uh-huh.
And then Kanye makes the same kind of joke.
Well, you know, I've said it many times. You guys are a lot alike.
Okay, you've never said that. And you never should say that.
I say it in private. Now it's out there and it's awkward.
Thanks a lot. Okay, well, here's the thing, though. Like we said in the beginning, this is not the only major Kardashian news. Kris Jenner has been working overtime. Just hours after the breakup was reported on Friday, Page Six confirmed that Kim's sister, Khloé, welcomed her baby boy via surrogate with her ex, Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, so obviously Kris heard Kim loud and clear when she said to get up off your ass and work, because
yeah,
Kris is working. We talked about this last month when Khloé announced that she was expecting a baby via surrogate. And a statement released to Page Six said, Khloé is incredibly grateful to the extraordinary surrogate for such a beautiful blessing. We'd like to ask for kindness and privacy so that Khloé can focus on her family. Now, we know Khloé and Tristan broke up 7 months ago because Tristan cannot keep it in his pants for the life of him.
Not even for a day.
Not even for a day. And he fathered a child with another woman while he was still with Khloé. We know they do have a daughter named True. She's four. And we still don't know this new baby's name because she doesn't want another wolf situation on her hands.
Yeah, she learned from Kylie.
She did.
Whose baby's name we still don't know either,
we
right?
We still don't know. That baby's 20 now. The high school is like, what do we put on the diploma? My God, tell us.
Like, don't worry about it. Just get into our jet. We'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
Now, as is always the case with Kardashian news, the timing just seems so perfectly set.
Right.
I mean, seeing the news of Kim and Pete breaking up, like scrolling through my feed, was just post after post after post. And then this news came, what, a couple hours later? And it was just, wow, they're working really hard.
I know. Like, we talked about this. Like, of course, everyone's like, you know, the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
Yeah.
She did the same thing when Kendall and Devin Booker broke up, as if anyone gave a shit about that. But what's interesting to me is that Dumois, obviously the Instagram site, we've talked about this page a lot, they posted a screenshot of a DM they got July 18th.
Okay.
That said, Pete and Kim just broke up. Heard it here first. July 18th. And we've talked about how we think maybe Khloé and Tristan's second baby was already here.
Yeah, I still think it's already been here. We don't know the actual birthday.
So to me, it's like, this is very obviously Kris Jenner working overtime.
Yeah.
Like, there's no question in my mind.
Yeah. Well, my favorite thing is that the other piece of Kardashian news that got dropped was that Khloé broke up with her equity investor boyfriend, which I didn't even know she was dating somebody.
I know.
And it was like, why are we even posting this? Like, how is this?
That's nothing.
Kris is like, let me just churn out every piece of Kardashian news I can come up with to soften the blow of Kim and Pete.
She probably releases it all purposely on a Friday.
Oh, 100%.
In hopes that we don't talk about it.
Well, she waits till she's like, okay, once I get the notification that Rich and Daily has dropped.
Yes.
Then she's like, okay, go, 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 go.
It's safe, but joke's on her.
Yeah.
We got nothing else to talk about, baby.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Give me that hot goss. Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.